Why all this grounding stuff? Resetting our connection to guides or angels means opening our body to the new ways that they are already available to connect with us. And right now, that means changing how we think about grounding and how our body connects to the earth and to energies related to our soul within the earth. Why ground? We connect to our guides and angels more fully when we ground our bodies more completely. Guides and angels connect to us in many ways. One of the most common type of connections is made through the chakras of our physical body. The more connected we are to all of our chakras, the more information we can receive from our spiritual helpers. Let me illustrate this for you. In our Western society, we have been taught to think, and we have been taught to think a lot. So, we have developed a certain degree of telepathic ability around our crown, 7th, and pituitary, 6th, chakras. In the past few decades, our society has begun to recognize the importance of emotion. And so, we are slowly dropping our awareness down through our throat, 5th chakra, and into the traditional heart chakra, the lower 4th chakra. But there are more chakras yet to explore in our body, such as the root, 2nd, and 3rd chakras. There are also a number of chakras that up until now have been considered minor chakras. But I sense these minor chakras becoming much more prominent as we are called into a conscious connection with spirit. Here is an illustrated example of how we experience guides and angels typically connecting to us. Notice that our upper chakras are more open and activated than the lower set of chakras. Now, here is what the guides and angels are actually offering to us. Notice that all of our chakras throughout our entire body are open and activated. Our ability to commune with spirit opens tremendously when our lower energies are able to more fully engage with spirit. When our guides and angels are able to communicate with us through our lower chakras, what we hear, see, and experience is going to be different. We are able to receive a much fuller understanding of what they are trying to communicate with us when we have our entire chakra system open and available to them. For this reason, I offer a series of meditations to help you open and ground the lower chakras. Some of this includes establishing, or perhaps better to say, remembering energetic connections to the earth, to Gaia, the soul within the earth, and to the pure energy of nature. These connections are only now again becoming fully available to us. Completing these meditations before connecting consciously with your guides and angels allows the connection that you create with them to be stronger and clearer.